Yo, 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 yo.
What's happening?
What up? Thoughts and Players. Episode 10, bro.
Are we on 10?
We're on 10.
That's real.
Episode 10.
I didn't even think we'd make it 5 weeks. So here.
I know. You thought I was going to drop out or what?
We doubled my expectations.
We are at episode 10 and we have a guest in the house. Brianna, one of my good friends. Welcome, buddy.
Hi, yeah. We're good friends? I didn't know.
I would say we're
Can you say her name one more time?
Brianna. No, I say it like that.
He does.
How do you like when people pronounce your name?
I mean, Brianna's fine, but if you want to say Brianna, okay.
Brianna. Brianna. Anyway, so we've been friends 3 years?
3 years.
About 3 years. Should we tell the people how we met?
That's a story I don't like to tell.
Yeah,
Darren.
Neither do I. So basically, we met at a coffee shop.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah, no, it's not bad, right? Yeah, that's not the case.
Now, we met on Bumble. Let's be real.
Okay.
So, I don't even drink coffee, bro. Like, what and
that's true.
I remember when I met her, I was telling people, like, yeah, I met this girl at a coffee shop. Bro, and people are like, oh, really? Like, thinking, I don't drink coffee. So, what was I doing there? But we met on Bumble. See, I'm not a big fan on dating apps. I've never... Mm. Never been like a fan of like the Tinder, all that stuff. And I remember when I first got Bumble like 3 years ago, I've only probably matched like three people since then because I don't get on it. I get on it ever. So I remember I just downloaded. Someone told me that the girls message you first. And I was like, wow, that's.
He said, I'm not going to get any messages.
I take it back all those years.
I was kind of like, man, you're not going to put no work in? This is lit. So. Got the app. I kid you not. I'm not lying. Got the app. Within like 30 minutes, I got a message. And it was a little B alert. It was Bree. And I was like, oh, wow. This is cool, right? I already got a notification and stuff.
Damn.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. But we met. We were hanging out. We had a little thing going. And it was a good time.
And tell them how it is, Jared. Tell them what you did.
Huh?
Tell them what you did.
Of course I messed it up, right? We're just gonna say that. I take full blame. I just messed it up. I went to New Orleans and I just didn't do nothing bad over there. I just wasn't.
He was playing games.
Mm-hmm. The whole time. Short. The whole time.
Not necessarily. I take full blame though. I would say I was very young. I mean, it was 3 years ago, but I just wasn't in the right mindset. But we got something good out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we still stayed friends.
Yep.
Even though I messed up, and some people can't really.
How did you let that happen?
How did I let what happen?
Like, why are you still his friend?
No clue. He never left me alone.
He said, I'm going to make up for it.
He never left me alone after that. And somehow we stayed friends.
I didn't. You're right. I didn't. And
I feel like Jared's that type of guy. Even if you're mad at him, he's going to.
He comes knocking on your door and you just have to let him
in.
He'll
be there. I swoop my way back in. Like I just swoop my way back in. So, but I'm glad we stayed friends because I did see you grow a lot. She was in school. Yeah. You were in the process of getting your master's.
Mm-hmm.
You started living in San Antonio. Yeah. Right. I mean, it was like crazy. And you dated some douches after me, so I can tell you that right now. A couple guys, you know, and I remember you went through all that, and I was there for you, and that's what friends do, you know.
Even though so Jared wasn't the worst.
Heck no!
He's you're down there though.
I was like in the middle, right?
You weren't top five. That's all I can say.
Hey, top five. Yo, so but I'm glad you know we stuck it out. I'm glad we still stayed friends and. And it, you know, it's good that everything happens for a reason because you met an amazing guy throughout time.
Mm.
Your boyfriend. Mm-hmm. How long y'all been dating?
Almost a year.
Oh my God!
Oh wow!
Yeah.
And he's one of the good ones. I'm sure.
He's one of the good ones. Definitely top five.
Top five good one. Not top five bad one.
Yeah. Not top five bad.
That's good. And y'all just came back from a trip.
Yeah, we just came back from Puerto Rico. Maybe. 2 days ago, 3 days ago.
Wow. See, now let me tell you real quick. There's two different guys. There's a guy that takes you to Puerto Rico, and there's a guy like me that would take you to the Guadalupe River.
And there's one like me that takes you to Galveston. the Brown Beach.
You hit it big with your guy. Yo, you hit it big. How was... I'm crying.
Galveston. Well, the water's nice and brown, baby.
South Padre, so...
I know.
Oh, that's a good one, right? Yeah, this I'm crying. I was Puerto Rico. What would you say was your favorite part about the trip?
Oh, the beaches. The beaches are so blue. You could see your feet through it.
So
it
opposite of Galveston, right?
Yep, opposite of Galveston. Yeah. There ain't nothing like it in Texas.
You can't even see, like, your knees in the Galveston
water. Nah. You're going to get something in the Galveston
river. You're not supposed to go in the water.
Like, I know, right?
No, yeah.
So y'all did some... what else y'all do?
His family is all from there. So it's my first time visiting all of his family as well. So it was a whole thing.
Did they like you?
I hope so.
Oh.
We stayed half the time at his parents' house.
Cool.
So they have to have liked me. They kept bringing me food in the morning. Okay. So I'm going to take that as a yes.
That is good.
I mean, yeah, you definitely. They didn't.
I feel like there's a lot of hype behind Puerto Rico right now, right? Like, is Puerto Rico like back on the come up or something?
I guess so.
I follow different Twitter. I don't.
All I know is I'm going off of one thing and one thing only, bro. Logan Paul is like moved to Puerto Rico. He moved to Puerto Rico
for real.
Or he was.
I thought it was Colombia. No,
you got a house over there or something. I don't know.
Logan Paul be doing some crazy shit. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, that man is some crazy. But. Man, that's crazy. So you were out there for about a week?
I was out there for 10 days.
Dang.
Yeah,
I feel like that's a good amount for a trip.
Yeah, it was a good
especially
vacation.
Going out there.
Yeah. I drank a lot of alcohol, had a lot
of fun. That's what I would have been doing for sure.
Yeah, we know. We know.
I'm pretty sure that would have been it.
Yeah, no, I just would have been drinking alcohol. Man, yeah, I definitely need to take a trip one day. For some reason, when you told me you went to Puerto Rico, one of my best friends, I texted him right before. I was like, hey, where'd you go in Puerto Rico? Because I have a friend coming on the cast and I want to talk about where you went. Because he said it changed his life. He was like, in quotation, he literally said, I went to Costa Rica, not Puerto Rico. Same thing though, right, Jared?
In your head it is, honestly.
He said, I don't know why I got a bit confused. I want to go to Costa Rica and Puerto Rico. Shit, take me everywhere. I'm down. I need to visit a lot of different places. But man, yeah, I know when he said that, I started laughing. I'm like, of course I would get that mixed up, right?
Yeah.
They don't even sound the same. But, I mean, jumping in, what made you choose, like, your career path? Like,
yeah, so like Jared said before, I got a master's in clinical mental health counseling. I think it's just from my own experience that that's what I decided to do with my life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I suffer from pretty bad anxiety. I've been suffering from it since I was, like, 13 years old. And where I'm from, you ain't gonna see a counselor at all.
What's the area called?
The Rio Grande Valley.
RGV in the house.
RGV.
You got a valley girl in the house. I used to always call you. I'm like, yo, you're a valley girl.
Not the good kind of valley. No. I love the valley. It's chill. But I just didn't feel like the place that I was meant to be. Mm-hmm. And I think with all of the stereotypes that are in the valley with mental health and thinking that you can just pray your problems away, it just wasn't a place for me. But when I moved to San Antonio and decided to get my master's degree, I was like, yeah, this is what I should be doing to show different kind of people that everybody can get mental health help.
Yeah. And so you work with elementary?
Yeah, right now I work with elementary school kids in the west side of San Antonio. So very humbling job, a job that a lot of people wouldn't take, but it's a good experience. But I've worked with adults, I've worked at colleges, I've worked with kids, I've worked probably the whole gamut of people.
Yeah, I mean, you just love just helping anyone out, you know?
Yeah, anybody that can be helped. I mean, everybody needs it. No one, everybody thinks that, yo, we're okay until that one day when you're like, shit, I'm not okay. And you need some help.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, I would say for sure, I want to say it was probably like 2015 was when I first started experiencing anxiety, but I never knew exactly what anxiety was. I just knew that I was always like in a funk.
Yeah.
And I remember at the time I was, you know, with somebody and she would always there was times where I just wouldn't want to talk to her, but like not it had nothing to do with her. It just I just felt like I needed time to myself and had nothing to do with a relationship or any of my friends or anything. But it just I started experiencing, wow, I'm in this funk. I keep getting this funk and I need to just be alone and it seems like everything just kind of come across at once. And I'll never forget, it was like I want to say 2017 was the first time I had an anxiety attack, and that was like one of the craziest things in my life. I'll never forget. I remember it was like I come home. It was like the day before, or the day after 4th of July, or the day it was on 4th of July. And when I come home, and I left my friend's house at like probably midnight, and we had like a barbecue all day and stuff, and we're hanging out. And I come home, and I went to sleep, and I remember watching, I remember hearing George Lopez in the background, like at 2 a.m. And I just woke up, and I couldn't go to sleep. And I turned back, kept tossing and turning, and I remember I closed my eyes, and next thing I know, I just remember my heart just started pounding. Like, and I felt like, I literally felt like I was dying. It was like the craziest thing, because I remember I went to my mom's room, I'm banging on the door. I'm like, yo, mom. She thinks someone's breaking in. She's like, what's going on? I'm like, take me to the hospital. I'm dying. Like, God. It was crazy. I know she's going to listen to this and be like, yeah, she remembers that. I was like, and I remember on the way to the hospital, I was just looking at my phone, and I was just like time just seemed like it was going so slow, and I felt like I was not going to make it. And I remember when we got there, as soon as we're walking in, like,
so you actually went to the hospital?
I actually drove. My mom was a real MVP. She drove me 15 minutes, 20 minutes. And I remember we get there, and as soon as I get out the car, it starts like, I feel started and feel like, okay, like, I'm okay, I'm fine. But I didn't, it just was crazy. And I remember I was like, I told her, I was like, mom, I'm okay. And she said, what? We haven't checked you in yet. And I'm like, no, I'm fine now. But literally, I've never experienced, I didn't know what was going on. I had no idea. Like, and that was the first time that, yeah, I had an anxiety attack. And I mean, there's been a couple others, not as bad as that, but that was one of the ones that like, that really got me. And I was just like, man, this is real. Mm-hmm. This is real. You know, it's like so much can come at you all at once, and you think about it a lot, and it takes a toll on you for sure.
Yeah. And it's the craziest thing, because it could just be out of nowhere. All of a sudden you're watching George Lopez and you're having an anxiety attack. Yeah. It happens. Like,
you ever
that.
Seen those tweets like on Twitter? They're talking about like, remember being a kid and you like wake up and you're like sweaty and you just see, you just hear that
thing floating in the air.
That's how it was. That's exactly how it was, bro. It was crazy. But yeah. And like, it's crazy because like a lot of people, like I wouldn't say I put up a front, but I'm just always trying to be as positive as I can. I'm always trying to be like the person who tries to bring people together and happy and have a good time and laugh and stuff. And that's just who I am. But yeah, there's times where like for sure that in really inside, I'm just like, man, I'm not my best. I don't feel my best. Yeah. And especially like a couple weeks ago, that's when I told Arthur, I was like, yo, I just need to take a break from this. Cause like, I just had so much going on at once that like, I couldn't even focus, even sit down here and sit down and just talk about stuff. Like, I just literally needed to just be on my own and be alone and get all my thoughts, you know, to myself. But yeah, it's big, and it's there's a lot of people out there that I know that struggle with it, and it's okay, you know, it's normal, really is. Yeah. It's more normal than what people think it is.
Yeah, and it's 2021, so people need to recognize that mental health is a thing that we should be talking about. It's not just something that should be kept in the closet or kept in your own with your own self.
Yeah,
you can't just be sitting there thinking that you're positive as hell all the time, because it's impossible. No one can be.
And then, like, some people who seemed that way, too. Like, I think of Robin Williams, who was always positive.
Yeah.
You know, one of the, like, you would never think he was going through stuff like that behind the scenes. And then just happens. And then, like, how much does that have to happen before we start taking it seriously, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think with social media and the way that it's been going, and people have actually been having a conversation about it, celebrities and just people, adults who, you know, never really believed in therapy or mental health, I think it's going in a positive direction. Mm. It's just not where it needs to be yet, because it's a much larger issue, like you said.
Yeah, I'm optimistic about the younger generation for sure. In comparison to like our parents' generation and stuff, because it's just so like stigmatized back then, and now it still is in some cultures and in some aspects, but definitely not as much as it used to be.
Yeah. I mean, my parents, I don't even think they still 100% believe, but I'm a therapist for a living.
I diagnosed them.
So they have to believe in some shit, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah. You really don't hear from like our parents or something about that.
Well, no. That's why I'm so grateful, because my dad has a private psychotherapy practice.
Oh, awesome.
So I grew up like dealing with our stuff, and he went through a lot before he got to the point of choosing that career path. So he addressed his stuff and like just kind of dealt with it head on, instead of like most people's instincts, or they do it even without recognizing, it's just like put stuff on the back burner. Like they just try to, if they're mm-hmm. dealing with something, they just like ignore it and throw it to the side. But that stuff's still going to affect you.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to just deal with it head on and address it. So I was grateful that that's kind of the influence I had yeah. growing up. So.
Yeah. So your parents like did it, like dealt with it?
One of my parents.
Okay. <I'm kidding.
laughs> But yeah, so I lived with my dad yeah. growing yeah. up. So we just had, he was always making us do different exercises and stuff. Yeah. And like a lot of my close friends, he would do it with them too and like talk mm-hmm. to them about it. So it would, sometimes it would get annoying when you're a kid, but now that I'm older, yeah. now that I'm older.
Now it helps.
Yeah, now that I'm older, I recognize it was, it would help me a lot.
His dad is wise. He's a wise man. Yeah. Every time I go to his house, I learn something new. He's showing me vitamins. He's showing me, you know, different things. And yeah, your dad's a good guy for sure.
Yeah,
I'm glad you grew up with that. And I mean, you firsthand experience it. But yeah, and I think a lot of people just need to understand that it's okay if you need to go talk to someone. I mean, real. I mean, you can't hold it in, like you said. Yeah. You cannot hold it all in. So you gotta let it out and let someone know. Yeah. At who's training that can help you better yourself, because yeah, I mean, we've all been through hard times in our life, you sure. know, and not every day is perfect. I mean, we go through some bad days and there's better days ahead for sure.
Yeah,
but yeah, definitely people I definitely will let people know that yeah, it's okay to go talk to someone. And it could be a friend or it could be someone who, you know, therapist that really can help you out.
Exactly.
What would you say the overall aspect of mental health, if they are struggling, what would you say the steps for them to do?
Yeah, I think first and foremost is to recognize that you need some kind of help. I think even myself, when I was going into my master's program, I had been into therapy before, but for some reason I felt stigmatized to calling a therapist. I was like, I'm a therapist. I'm literally going into being a therapist. Why am I calling a therapist? So I called somebody. But it was ringing and I hung up the phone. Luckily, my therapist called me back and was like, hey, I got a missed call from this number. What's up? And I said, oh, yeah, hello.
Sorry, wrong number.
It's always easier to answer a call as yep. opposed to making a call. I don't know why that is.
For some reason.
I think you're just hearing it just ring and you're just like, oh my God.
Yeah, you're just preparing up? Like, what am I going to say? Like,
hey, well, that's my anxiety just manifesting there too. I was like, damn, I really needed help.
Yeah.
But I think recognizing that you need some kind of help, whether it be like talking to your friend, talking to someone, I think that's the most important step. Just like you've been saying, like sometimes we sit there and we think that we can hold it all on the back burner. And we think that we can just hold it and hold it and hold it until it's so overwhelming that it crushes us. And you have an anxiety attack or you just feel so down and you don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And when you get to that point, what else do you do? You got to get up. But how do you do it? I think first and foremost, just talking.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's big.
I feel like a lot of people kind of have the problem of comparing their problems to other people. Because most people are like, my problems are nothing compared to some other people I know. So they think like, I don't have the right to feel this way.
Mm.
But I think it's definitely not a good thing to compare your problems to other people, because like what you're dealing with, like you're only in control of your own life. Like it doesn't invalidate your own issues, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed that pattern a lot with people who, and even with myself sometimes, I'm like, I mean, I don't feel like I have the right to feel this way when there's so many other people in the world, there's people I know that have it worse than me, you know.
I mean, that's why so many people don't go and reach out for help though, because they think that, yo, like this person over here has such a worse problem than me. Why am I feeling so sad? Why am I feeling so down? But then it's then those people who spiral and don't know what to do because they keep thinking this ain't that bad until it really is that bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody else is looking at you thinking, hey, their problem is worse than mine. It's just an effect and circling effect that we need to quit it. If you have a problem, if you think that you are feeling down and not yourself, you know yourself better than anyone else. Go and reach out for help.
Do you also feel though, like, because I think about it, you know, when you're a kid, you're young, you have not one care in the world, right? You know, think about it. Like we were young. I just remember just going outside and playing, whatever. Like that's what we did. But do you see it now? Do you see some kids who really are, you know, really going through it?
Yeah. So like I said, I work on the west side of San Antonio. I've seen things that I have never seen with adults. it's the worst when they're kids, because, you know, as adults, we can process that or we can try to process it. But as 5-year-olds and 6-year-olds, they're going through some things that if I was going through as right now as a 24-year-old adult, I would break down. But these 5, 6, and 7-year-olds are so resilient that it's almost beautiful to see, but it's also very heartbreaking, because what have you been through that shows and that makes you so resilient?
Hmm. And then for them to go to school, like, no matter, you know, what they're going through at home, and then to go to school and like just to go throughout their day is just, I mean, that's tremendous for them. I mean,
it's beautiful to see, but it also shows me the difference between adults and kids, because, you know, sometimes we do the same exact thing. We pretend everything's okay. We walk out of our house and we go through our day thinking this all good, but is it really? Because when you come and talk to me, there's crying and there's tears, and adults and kids are the same, but in reality we try and handle it the same way, but it comes out the same way as well.
Yeah, man, it's I'm glad we're talking about this, and it's always good to just, you know, let it out and just explain, you know, our different situations, because we all, I'm sure, dealt with different things throughout our lives. We've all been through a lot. I'm sure we can all, I know for sure all three of us, our parents, we grew up in a divorced household, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, that can just play a toll and see how you view relationships. And then, you mm-hmm. know, you start thinking like, man, I'm so scared to commit because I've seen what a broken family looks like, you know. And it's like, that can just play a toll in your life, and just things like that. I mean, it all kind of comes full circle as you're growing up and we're starting to make these grown up decisions. And I mean, it's like, wow, like, I mean, there's a lot that your childhood can kind of still keep up with you as you are, you know, growing up.
Oh,
with,
yeah.
And your mental health, you know.
Oh, yeah. Everybody says when you go to school, childhood is the thing that crushes us all, really.
Like, shapes you, right?
Yeah, it shapes you. But if it's not a good childhood, you're going to grow up to not have the best boundaries or not the best commitment issues. Or you're going to grow up to be anxious or depressed. And that's not everybody. But if you come from one of those homes, it shapes you and it makes you who you are. Mm-hmm. And the problem is that we don't recognize that as children. And then when you do start recognizing it, you're like, okay, what do I do now?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. So what is, you know, you enjoy your job now. You have summers off.
I do. I do.
You got to love that.
I do. Yeah. Summers off are wonderful.
You don't work for like 2 months.
Yeah. For 2 whole months, I don't work. And then I go right back. But trust me, I need those 2 months.
I know you're going through it. It's like every time we catch up, it's like you're like, yeah, I'm going through it.
Yeah.
Those are your favorite words. In school, out of school, working. She's like, I'm going through it.
Yeah. I am. Some of those stories are hard to hold. They're hard to wake up every morning and know that, hey, I got to go deal with that again. But it's good to know that for children, especially, like, if you're the only one there for them, mm-hmm. you better be the best damn person you can be for them.
Because like, you are like the one in control.
Everything. Yeah. I've heard some stories where I have to go home and physically cry to make sure that my body has gotten it all out, because you can't do that.
It's tough.
Yeah, you can't do that in front of the kids. You can't be.
Can't let them know like you're not like weak, but like, you know.
Nah, and my thing is, I don't ever want to show them how bad their situation is, because if I start crying, they're gonna think,
Miss
Bree is crying. Okay, this is real bad. This is real bad.
And it might scare them more.
Yeah, it might scare them more than they're scared. Because some of the kids who come to me with their issues or their problems, they don't think it's an issue or a problem. And I'm sitting there in my
head.
You're
like, this is big.
I'm sitting there in my head thinking, oh my God, what do I do next? And they're sitting there laughing and playing and joking while they're telling me the craziest thing you will ever hear in your life. The same thing with adults too.
Yeah.
I've heard so many things, but they're like, but I'm okay. And I'm like, let's reel it back.
I don't know.
Let's figure this out.
I mean, so can you see yourself, I mean, you enjoy your job. You enjoy helping these kids out.
Yeah.
You enjoy helping people out, talking. Yeah. Do you see yourself doing that for, you know, the rest of your career wise? Are you looking at, what would you want to do? Anything else?
I really liked, so before I used to work at colleges, and I really, although I love working with kids, I loved working at colleges because you get the gamut of people. You get everybody from 18-year-olds to like 55-year-olds to 70-year-olds who are going back to college.
Yeah.
And you see them all. And you see every single problem that could happen. And it's crazy to think that at 18 years old, somebody is dealing with such crazy things. And then also the same 77-year-old who walked in 2 minutes later is dealing with the same exact thing.
Difference, huh?
Yeah. You got to treat them differently, but yeah, it's wild.
So you definitely would like maybe one day end up.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to end up back in a college, I think. I love working with the kiddos. Those are my little babies. But yeah, college is where it's at, I think, for me. Because and when you're working with kids, you really can't control what happens when they go home or what their parents are going to do next.
That's the tough part.
Yeah. Especially when things are really rough. You can't control what's going to happen next. But with adults, at least they can take that into their own account and they can handle it themselves.
Man, well, at this rate, I'm going to be in college for so long, I'll probably be visiting you.
Jared, I don't want to deal with your problems, Jared.
I always told her, I was like, yeah, I don't gotta pay for your services, right?
Nah, Jared, I can't see you. I'm a close mother.
That's a conflict of interest.
That's a conflict of interest, but I don't know if I want to do that.
I always tell her, I'm like, yo, I don't have to pay, right? Oh, man. Well, I'm glad. I'm glad, you know, you're doing something you love every day. And that's a good thing because I know there's some people out there who, I mean, one of my friends graduated, you know, finance and, you know, was doing like the whole accounting and all that. And he just didn't like the office life. So he basically said, bro, I went to school for no reason. Now he's going back to school to be a surgeon.
Oh, my.
Is that crazy? Dang. Is that like a full, like, he went to school through all that. And he's like, I just don't like the office life. So now he's going back to school during the whole another 8 years, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah. To be a surgeon. He's like, yeah, that's something I want to help people out. I'm like, oh, yeah, you really want to help people out. You're being a surgeon, bro. Okay.
Well, that's good, though. Everybody's got their own life path.
Exactly. No, exactly. And that's the thing. It's like, you know, as it's just good that like, he, you know, like he told me, he said, you know, I don't enjoy being in the office. That's just not for me. And it might be for somebody else, but not for me. You know, I want to do something I enjoy, I love. And I'm glad you are on that path and you love your job and you love the vacation you got. I'm pretty sure that was one of the reasons why I wanted to go into education or, you know, be a teacher, because you get summers off. That's cannot beat that.
Yeah, you really
all my
can.
Cousins right now who are all teachers are on vacation. They're literally taking like a 2 week road trip right now. They're in Chicago, I think, right now. But just, I mean, being in education, that's one of the perks for sure.
Yeah,
I feel like they have to give people an education that time, because otherwise they would probably go insane, right?
Oh, yeah. Really. Everybody keeps saying in all the emails I keep getting, you deserve a well-rested break. I'm like, yeah, dude, during this whole pandemic and everything that's going on, the virtual learning.
I know, yeah, because you started off doing virtual.
I did. And counseling kids online is a crazy experience.
I remember.
That's difficult.
I remember we were catching up and she moved into her new apartment and she was like, man, I gotta set up this Wi-Fi and I have work tomorrow. And it was like, was that your first day?
It was my first day.
Her first day. This girl just moved to her new apartment. The Wi-Fi people messed up. I'm like, oh yeah, don't worry. I'll be over there. I'll do it in no time. Man, I pulled up.
Tell them the real story.
I pulled up. I was like, yo, I got this. Man, I'm bent down. I'm like, oh, the lights are green. What are you talking about? Bro.
He said, if it's green, it works. I said, okay, bet.
Like, this is all I do in my house.
Yeah, exactly.
I pressed this button.
I was like, I did one thing. It took me 2 minutes, bro. I don't know why. It just was not working.
That's hilarious.
Literally, she was like, I got work tomorrow. It was your first day.
It was my first day.
She just moved in. She had, you know, everything was like all over the place. She was like, the Wi-Fi's not working. I was like, yeah, I'm sorry, you had to look.
Nah, he came in real confident though. Too.
I know. I was like, okay, watch me. Let me handle it. Yeah, I didn't handle nothing.
And that's why you're not top 5.
That's me on the rankings. Oh man.
Oh my goodness.
You got it?
I mean, I have.
What's up? You got?
I have one thing that's completely unrelated to like.
No, you're good.
I just wanted to see.
I was trying to look up some icebreakers.
I wanted to see what y'all thought of Drake renting out the Dodgers Stadium for a date.
Oh, yo, there's... Hold on.
Yo, Drake, though.
If there's one thing, I don't know why I didn't think this. If there's one person who loves Drake that I know, it's her.
Really?
She is. This is one of the reasons why we. I'm glad we matched on Bumble, bro. She loves Drake so much, and I'm glad, and I so do I, and so does Arthur. So this is something we share. Let me tell you. She has a. Don't you have the Drake?
Don't talk about it.
Don't you have the
Don't
Drake?
Talk about it.
Here we are. The record player.
The record player. I thought you were gonna talk about the pillow.
Oh
wait! I didn't even know you had a. You just.
Do you have a full body Drake pillow? Because I do.
No, but I wish. Wait, but I wish.
I'm just kidding. Okay.
She's like, wait, they make
those? I have I have a
you
pillow.
You have a Drake pillow?
Yeah, with his face on it.
You must have hit that for me. I didn't see that. But you have the record player was dope. And I remember she was just sitting on the couch and I'm just sitting on the floor, just like so amazed. I'm like, man, this is so cool. I'm just listening to the record.
So you have his vinyls or?
I have all his vinyls on record.
All of them, bro. Yeah. All of them. Yeah. And I'm just there like a little kid like, this is so fun.
Nah, he's sitting wrapped around the vinyl record player. You could have got him a glass of wine. He would have been crying.
It'd be good for the night.
She was like, don't scratch him. I'm like, yeah, I'm okay. Bro, it was lit. But man, talking about that. So, you know, the lady he was with,
Amari. Yes.
Okay, so the lady he was with, her son is named Amari Bailey, and he is, he's a senior in high school, and he goes to Sierra Canyon with LeBron James's son, and he is like one of the top five players in the nation right now. He's a hooper, plays basketball, so he's going. I don't know. I think he's going to Arizona or Gonzaga. He's going somewhere next year or UCLA, I believe, and so he's going to go for 1 year, and then he's going to go to the NBA. He's so good. So. Drake just kind of snuck his little way in and you know, trying to mentor his stepson because his mom and him were seen at the games together, like just cheering on. And yeah, and then she was a lady that he took out to Dodger Stadium. He rented out like on a casual date night.
He just wants to be a basketball wife so bad.
He wants to just be so bad. That stepdad.
He wants any reason to be at a basketball game.
Any reason.
Isn't that crazy? Can you imagine just renting out the stadium though? Like that.
That's so extra, right?
I mean, that's so Drake.
It's cool.
That would be me too if I had the money.
I wonder if he intended that to be private though. Or if he probably knew.
I'm sure he did.
Or if he probably knew he was going to be seen.
But the thing is, did you see how bad that picture was? They caught him like.
Dude, I think it was like a helicopter.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's as private as you can get.
That's true.
Think about it. Like, there was not one soul. Like, he probably only had whoever was there. Nobody had phones. No. Everybody was like on the low because, dude, that picture, you could tell they zoomed in and screenshot the zoom in. Like, you can barely, you know, it's him and you know, it's Amari's mom, but.
The video's crazy. It looked like they were pretty close up, though. And then, like, at the end of the video, they zoom out.
I was thinking of a drone, but a drone couldn't do that, right?
Mm-mm.
Drone cameras are not that good, because that thing zoomed in a lot.
And then when you're just flying a cop there, you're just like...
Hey, wait, there's Drake.
There's Drake, let me stop by real quick.
Who has that kind of hobby? Like,
that
I don't know.
Time.
Exactly.
I mean, Kanye West rented it out to propose to Kim Kardashian, but
yeah, I mean, that's reasonable.
But this is a dinner. This is just them two. Just
a little dinner.
Not Olive Garden. Dodger Stadium, baby. Man, I'm jealous. God, I want that money. I need to get out of the negatives.
How you gonna do that?
Start saving.
Oh, yeah. So, y'all, you ain't gonna save.
She gave me a talk with Zion. She's like, you need to start saving your money. I was like, yeah, I know. I'm doing a good
job. How you doing?
He said, once he sells the car, you know, I'll be in good
shape. I'm doing all right. Yeah, you need to be my therapist, my financial advisor. I'm gonna need a lot of your services, please. But yeah, I'm jealous of Drake, and I wish I was.
How do you feel? Like, how would you feel if you were Amari Bailey? Is that his name?
Yeah.
Do you think he's because he was getting trolled online?
Why
was he?
Yeah, because
what?
Because Drake's like.
Stepdad? His daddy?
Yeah, like you don't really want your mom's relationship to
man,
be.
Man, I'll pay my mom to date anyone. I'll pay her to leave Chief and go date Drake.
I wouldn't mind if Drake was my stepdad, you know what I'm saying?
I would beg my mom. Hey, it's okay, mom. There's a better life ahead. Man, no, I mean, he's probably soaking it in because I'm pretty sure Drake's one of his favorite artists.
Yeah.
Dating his mom. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. He's enjoying his life.
It depends how you look at it.
He's also making a name for himself because he's like, watch, in 2 years, we're going to be watching him like in the NBA. Like
Drake?
No, Amari Bailey.
Drake wishes.
Drake's been trying to get in the league. He just hasn't got a contract yet. He's trying so hard to be a basketball player. The guy tears his ACL and it holds up the album. What does that even have to do with your voice?
He said, I need some time while I recover.
He's always in the gym training. For
my knee messed up my vocal cords.
This man's out here like, just, God, bro, give up the dream. Only J. Cole's out here. And when J. Cole makes it, he's really going to be, Drake's really going to start doing something.
J. Cole's not making it to the league.
Yeah, he's
terrible. Struggling in the African
But at least,
league.
Man, Drake should at least join him in the African league.
Yeah, he should.
At least give him some playing PT. Remember he stood up
get
with
him off the sidelines.
Do you remember when he stood up with Kentucky?
Do you remember that?
No.
What? It's okay. I gotta show you this later. God. It's literally Drake. He suited up with the college basketball team, Kentucky University. Okay. Like he was in the lines with them in the sweatsuit.
Dude, it was when Devin Booker was there and
Karl Anthony Towns.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Drake's just like in the line. Like imagine you see all these like 6'5", 6'7" guys, and you just see Drake's like 5'11", 6', and he's in the line just shooting. He like airballed it in the warm up line. Like he's all.
He was in the locker room with them,
and then
watching film.
And then they pulled up, and then they have a picture of him sitting in like a meeting with the team, and he's just there like. He just like looks like he's one of the
oh players. He's invested
oh yeah he that was like a, all the other teams
that sad bro. Part is that was like in 2000 like a like 12 13
yeah, that was a while back
so and he's still trying to get in the league so dude do you know Drake hosted his own like finals at his house like his own playoffs you hear about that
no
it was the OVO finals you never heard about that
no
okay well Drake's team won the championship
really dude I want him to go on the crew league
yeah me too I would like to
I think he's too big for that though
no he had his own finals at his house. He hosted, everyone had teams. He had his own team. Chubbs had his team. They all had their own teams. And then they had like a big banner with like a trophy and everything. And at the end of the game.
Why not film that, right?
Like, no, I saw it.
I would watch.
I would watch every week.
I don't know about the game, but I saw the highlights because you could see they threw the confetti in the gym. And Drake's holding up the trophy.
He just wanted a little glory.
Bro, he was holding up the trophy.
He wants to be a basketball star so bad.
There was no fans in there, bro. It was so lame. Yeah, I would love to live that guy's life. But how many minutes we're at?
We're at 39. Brianna, do you... I know Jared's... We'll exclude him from this conversation.
Yeah, yeah,
horrible.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Do you like musicals by chance?
Musicals? Like which one? Hamilton?
Yes.
I like Hamilton.
You do?
I do.
Okay, that's the one I was going to ask you about.
I do like Hamilton.
Hamilton?
Because Zoe and I watched it. It was my second time seeing it.
Yeah.
And I think I liked it even better the second time.
Really? I've been thinking about watching it again. Because I ain't so going to lie.
Yeah, it is pretty good, right? I liked it.
Be quiet, bro. I listened to that, the soundtrack, the whole way home from Puerto Rico.
We were listening to it on the way here.
Yeah. As you should.
Was that your first time watching it, Zoe? What happened?
Well, we're on a podcast.
No, it's okay. Yeah. No, it's okay. We'll cut it out.
Okay.
How was Hamilton?
It was great. I was sobbing. But on the way here, I was trying to sing it.
Oh, okay. That's why you lost your voice.
I was trying to sing so loud. Oh. All
right, dude. She's done and rest.
Producer, I can't talk today. Can't talk.
She lost her voice. I don't know if something. Oh.
She'll be all right, though.
But what I realized the second time watching it, I was like, man, I like this so much because of the story, too. Mm. Like, I've always enjoyed history, but I've never like dove into it how I wanted to. And now I'm literally reading like a biography of John Adams.
See, and I never liked history, but when you put it with singing people, I'm like,
yeah,
okay.
It's like a happy mix.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to hop on that.
You've never watched it?
Oh, I tried.
It just wasn't my thing.
He just shuts
you
it down.
Know me. Do you think I would like Hamilton? Would I?
I don't think you would, bro. I mean, you do like hip hop.
Yeah, but
so it's like one
like,
long hip hop song.
I don't like plays and all that. You know, like is it like a play?
Yeah, it is.
You gotta love
a
play.
Musical,
dude. Think
like
about
high school
this.
Musical, and that's about it.
A play is literally like a movie, like a one take movie,
bro.
Everything has to be perfect.
Think about how much talent that is. That
you,
is talent.
No, I give them props. That's awesome. Let me tell you. Do you know? You remember going to Six Flags, and they used to have like those plays.
Okay, well that's what you're judging your plays on. Those people are making minimum wage.
Those people work at Six Flags. This is not Hamilton. He won't appreciate the art.
Bro, it was always downhill from there. I used to always leave the gym pissed because it was so boring. So I think that's why I just don't like plays.
All right, well, we got to get you in a real play.
I mean, yeah, I'm down for Broadway. What was just...
Well, Yeah, Hamilton is. I don't know if it's still playing on Broadway, but now you can watch it on Disney Plus. So it's a win-win.
Yeah, you give me an account and I'm down.
All right.
All right, we'll come back next week. I'll tell you my view on it.
Oh, we're going to call him later and he's going to be watching it. He'd be like, I can't do this anymore.
This is horrible.
You guys lied.
Yeah. I got to step on my variety, right? I'm trying new things these days.
Yeah, you got to go in with an open mind.
I don't know if you know this, but I tried sushi not too long ago.
And did you?
And I like it. I like fried for sure. I mean, I'm down with the other one too, but I'm a big fan of fried.
You only like fried sushi?
No, I tried fried, but I ordered like the San Antonio roll.
Wow. Speaking of someone who just eats chicken tenders.
Knows me so well. Yes, honestly. But look, that's what I'm saying. Yo, we try new things these days.
What's your, where can you get the best chicken tenders in town? Oh my God.
Are you ready for this? Yeah. All right. This is an exclusive person who eats chicken tenders a lot and knows all the best places. The best chicken tenders in San Antonio is the Rainforest Cafe.
What?
You've never been there? I'm talking about
that's
like a good
sick, bro.
Wait, what? Bro, they give you chicken tenders in a vase.
I don't even know how they're still in business.
Have you had the chicken tenders?
Said in a vase.
They give you in a vase.
Is it like flowers? They're offering you flowers. A bouquet. Here you go, Jared.
But that's how you know it's badass.
You said that like that's gonna prove that it's the best. They give it to you in a vase.
They give it to you in a vase. That's how you know it's
good.
Doesn't
matter how it tastes after that.
What would you say the best chicken tenders are? Are you talking like fast food?
I mean, I was asking you because you're the pro. I am. I love Cane's.
Oh, bro, what, man? Or
you just wanted to go to that later.
I mean, yes, because I don't want to drive to a cafe right now in Rainforest. But let me tell you, the Rainforest
I haven't been there since I was 7 years old.
So goes to show, you don't know. I was there 2 weeks ago. Hey.
He goes every week for the chicken tenders.
No, low-key, I haven't been in like 3 years. I want to go back because they got like that big dinosaur. Or what is it? You know I'm talking about? The one that's...
It's
like an elephant or something.
Yeah, are you fat?
Well, they have a bunch of animals. It's
pretty
it's a
cool.
Rainforest.
It's like,
It's like definitely not a dinosaur.
What is it?
Probably like a gorilla or something. What's
care.
In a rainforest?
I was not paying attention.
Dinosaur.
I just knew when they come up with the vase and it's chicken tenders, it's amazing. Best in San Antonio. Fast food? Yeah, I mean, bro, Cane's is all right. I mean, it comes off easily. Cane's
is great.
I literally Cane's texted her. I was great. Like, man, I'm craving Cane's today. No, literally, I like Cane's, but. Yeah. Rainforest Cafe, for sure. Go there. If you haven't been there, please go there and let me know. Let them know Jared sent you.
And get the vase.
You get 10% off.
Make sure you ask for the vase.
Only need the vase.
I don't even do that no
can
more.
Can you take it home?
Bro, it's a gorilla, bro. Producer came through.
I was... Producer can't talk. I'm glad. Whatever it was. King Kong. I don't care. It was a... I just had a vase in front of me with chicken tenders. You know how happy I was?
But can you take the vase home is the true question.
You could steal it. I mean, I don't know if you can... I'm not gonna say, I don't want to give you any hope out there, but 10-10 recommend for sure. Hey, real quick, I want to get into this. Did y'all see the McGregor fight? Are y'all?
Oh yeah,
I know. Probably not like we're not the biggest like fight watchers, but did you see the highlights or anything?
I saw the highlights.
Did you see
horrible?
Did you see his leg?
Horrible.
Connor, I was watching that thing and I was like, whoa,
dude, that oof. I'm not very good with watching injuries like that.
Yeah.
His ankle just like...
I saw the slow-mo and I was like, oh my God. That
it just went limp.
So my friend's going to be a surgeon. I'm like, dude, does this not hurt you? Like,
yeah.
I cannot do that.
What got me is he was still talking shit. Like,
I liked it. The
on
guy,
the ground
the
injury.
Guy's interviewing was like, yeah. Blah, blah. Like, he's just yelling. And
talking
just,
about the other guy's wife. Like, probably not the best time.
His leg's just all messed up. He's on the ground. Oh and it's funny because the reporter's laying next to him. He's all like...
Joe Rogan, bro.
Bro, I'm sorry.
Put some respect on his name.
I was drunk when I was... I didn't know who it was, but yeah, I saw somebody was...
That's hilarious.
Bro, that's... Yeah, that guy had me there. But man, when I saw that, I was like, I definitely don't want to fight. I don't know who can go and fight for a living. But they're making bank, though. I don't know how much he made exactly on that, but those dudes
millions
out there...
Millions, for sure.
Those dudes out there making money just to... Man, I wish I... See, I need to stop being a lover. I need to start being a fighter. Maybe I should have fought those dudes at the sandbox.
He's gonna switch up his whole vibe.
Y'all just see me? I'm over here training like Drake.
You ever gonna get in a fight? I'm not sure.
I can't wait, bro. I'm gonna go start fighting some people now.
Yo, one day if we ever blow up, we should box and then get a big bag.
No. I want to wrestle.
What?
I want to wrestle. I'd rather wrestle because we can do like wrestling moves.
Nah.
Like RKOs and shit.
I think we'll keep it simple.
Don't hurt yourself.
I'm all excited. I'm like, no, we should, let's wrestle. That'd be fun. Like, I'm thinking of like John Cena.
No, but that's no.
Like
no,
WWE no. stuff. That, bro, you didn't do that as a kid? Well, you didn't have a brother. See, I had a brother. We used to do wrestling moves on each other.
Did you win?
No.
It's probably not
that's a
good
sign.
You have a good chance. Yeah, those are some good times. Well, I'm so glad you came on.
Thank you.
It was honored. I'm sure, you know, people who are tuning in, they get something out of this. I mean, we talked to cover a lot about mental health and how important it is. And it was really, really good time for you to come on. I'm glad you came.
Thank you.
Any thing you want to leave out?
Leave
therapy
out.
Therapy is cool, leave y'all. Out. Just like the shirt that I'm wearing right now.
She's rocking a therapy is cool shirt. Doesn't get any better than that.
That mm-hmm. is dope.
Yeah, no. If anything, I can leave with, if y'all need help, please go and get it. Because we don't want anything to happen to anyone.
Yeah. Don't call me. I'm not the best. But
No, definitely don't call him.
But, long story short, if you're listening to this, go get some help.
Yeah.
Yes. For you and the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
Facts.
Boom.
Other news? It's been real.
It's been fun.
It's been real.
Fun.
Thoughts?
Players.
Out.
That's I love it when I have guests.